This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Adrienne Hill. Memorial Day is typically a big weekend for movies. This weekend, though, not so much. The estimated box office totals this year are as low as they've been since Memorial Day back in 2010, in part because people didn't rush out to see Disney's tentpole, Tomorrowland. Movies that disappoint are clearly bad for the studios that make them, but can also hurt the movie theaters that show them. Especially if you're a single-screen theater and you've got just one shot to make the weekend pay off. Which is why we went to the Vista, a single-screen theater in Los Angeles built back in 1923. They made the call to play Mad Max for a second weekend. Lance Allspaugh is the owner. I met up with him in the lobby between screenings.
It's kind of an Egyptian meets Spanish motif. Back in the day, in 1923, right across the street where there is a supermarket, the set of Intolerance, the movie, was over there. And if you see that movie, there's a lot of this type of decor that was in that film. Mm-hmm. And the builders got inspired by that, hence the look in the auditorium and hence this Egyptian vibe that's going on here in the lobby.
Do you mind if we walk in and look at the theater?
You want to go into the auditorium?
Yeah, that'd be great.
Right this way.
Do you watch every movie that you show?
No, I don't. There's some movies you just know that you're going to play no matter what, right? This is one of them. I knew we had to play Mad Max, and I said, I'll catch it. I do tend to watch the movies that are questionable. You know, if you're not sure that you're going to play something, you need to go see it, because if it's no good or if you don't think it fits this audience, then you want to not play it. Because that's the other thing, is you can't make a lot of mistakes here. Because
right,
you can't
that one
book,
screen.
Yeah, you can't book the wrong movie, or you're going to be slow for a week or two. So it's very important to try to always be right.
So you're airing Mad Max. This is its second week. How did you choose that?
Well, Mad Max has an enormous cult following. If you know anything about the general audience that comes to the Vista, they're all into that sort of thing. They're into edgy, eclectic, arty, big screen affairs. And Mad Max on this screen, in this venue, that's definitely what it is. You're not going to get this kind of Mad Max experience elsewhere.
Now, Mad Max has good reviews, but how did you know that, one, you wanted to choose Mad Max, and two, that you'd want to extend it? Or are you extending it? Did you book it for 2 weeks?
No, we booked it for 1 week. Tomorrowland was supposed to open on Friday, and Disney was really counting on it opening. And what happened is that the movie opened here and even exceeded our predictions.
Mad Max opened here.
Yes, and what happens is that when you open a movie, you tell the studio that if it grosses X amount of money over the weekend, we're going to hold it. And if it falls short of that, then it's out. And that's always the deal. And we set a figure that we thought was surely, there's no way it's not going to make more than this, but it exceeded it by like $15,000.
Wow.
And so you can't go to Warner Brothers and say, you know, could you please let us off because Disney really wants, I mean, because, you know, if Disney had a big hit here, like let's take Maleficent last year, that did huge here, and they held. And so, you got to be fair.
So, but what happens? So you call up Disney and you say, sorry, you're out this week?
We say, you remember what the holdover figure was with Warner's? And they say, we already know, because everybody gets the numbers on the industry sees what everybody does. And they already knew. They knew what we were calling about. And they said, look, if we did what you did on Mad Max, we would be wanting to hold. So they quietly walked away with their tail, you know, tucked in. But this movie did tremendously well.
Right.
Just astoundingly well.
Now, Pitch Perfect 2, though, did better. Did you have a moment where
you're
like...
Well, but you see, now, isn't that interesting? Because, you know, Pitch Perfect, which I'm sure is a marvelous movie, is not going to play well here. First of all, it's a dialogue-driven comedy. And this is a very big room. And comedies do well here, but they have to have kind of an edge to them. And Pitch Perfect is a very kind of... You kind of know where you're going to go with it. It would not have done what Mad Max did. There's just, you know, yes, it did well in the nation. It did much better than Mad Max. But Mad Max here is the difference. It's not so much the movie as you've got to tie the movie to the venue.
Any just tremendous mistakes where you just made the wrong call?
Oh, how much time do you have? Too many to count. I don't know off the top of my head what the last bomb was. But yes, sometimes you put something in and you think, oh man, we're just going to clean up with this.
Right.
Put on 6 people, get 2 managers, and then you call. How many people do? 60? Oh, okay. That was 60 just for, no, that's the whole day. Okay.
How is the sort of move to movies online and even this talk of movies premiering on streaming services, how does that affect a theater like this, or does it not, because this is such a different experience?
It's not. You know, movies, day and date on the internet or online or on television or VOD, video on demand, is not, there's no way I can stand here and say that's a great thing. It just isn't. I think it's lousy that they come out on DVD and video 90 days after their release. That's quick, I think. But you cannot get this experience at home.
Right.
And you can't get it on your little iPhone.
And do you take comfort in the fact that this is an experience in a way that few places are?
Very much so, yeah. I mean, you want it to be, because what else can you sell? You've got to sell the seat, the screen, and the sound, and then the atmosphere, right? There's nothing else to sell here. And the customer
and
service.
And the popcorn.
And the popcorn. Yeah, that's right. That's exactly right. That's right.
Thank you so much.
It's been my pleasure.
I appreciate
it's nice
it.
To meet you.
Nice to meet
Thank
you.
Thank you very much.
We've got a video on our website that'll take you inside the Vista and give you some more of its history. That's at marketplace.org.
Let's all go to the lobby. Let's all go to the lobby. Let's all go to the lobby to get ourselves a treat.
Delicious things to eat.
The popcorn can't be beat.
The sparkling drinks are just dandy. The chocolate.